Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes. So I'm really excited about today's topic because this is super relevant in my own life at the moment. And as always, whatever I kind of experience, I love to talk about with you guys because, you know, the only way I learn is through going through it myself, essentially. And that's how we all learn, through going through it. So I wanted to share my experiences with you today all about reclaiming your inner power. Now, as spiritual beings, we are so used to helping everybody else, always giving, always, you know, just giving to others and selflessly loving everybody and trying to make everybody better. And especially as a Virgo, that is like within my blood. That is my nature. And recently, you know, I've been so focused on helping so many other people, you know, whether that's from, you know, like my clients who I help or my friends or family or literally everybody in my life. And I realized that actually I was helping so many other people or trying to fix people that I just wasn't even focusing on myself. I just, you know, I worked on my gratitude. I was working to raise my vibration, but I thought, hang on a minute, like I shouldn't be doing the work for everybody. And I think that's something I really found power in, was realizing that I can't save everybody. And although I've done a podcast on you can't save everybody, you know, I really can't take my own advice sometimes. And taking your own medicine can actually be the hardest thing to do because it's so easy for me to sit here and say, don't do this, don't do that. But actually doing that in my own life is really difficult. And I was talking to my friend Kirsty about it, and she said, you know, and her crystal therapy lady told her that you can't save everybody because by trying to save everybody, you actually take away their own power. And I never looked at it like that. Like, yeah, if I do try to help everybody, I am taking away their power because they're not learning the lessons for themselves. They're not doing things for themselves. I'm doing it for them. And I thought, oh my God, that is so true. So last week, I kind of had like a bit of an awakening to quite a few situations in my life where I'd lost utter control. And not a sense of like they'd gone out of control, but a sense of more, I used to be so in control of how I felt towards those situations. And obviously, like how I respected myself and my decisions, and I'd kind of just forgotten about all of that and just put other people's feelings first, or put, you know, like my own need for those manifestations to happen first. And I really looked at why I wanted some of these manifestations to happen, and I realized that it wasn't from a place of for the greatest good or love. It was actually from my ego. Like my ego wanted these things to happen desperately because, you know, it was to look good or to have this happen. And I thought, oh my God, like this is so bad. Like I should not be trying to manifest stuff when I just am focused on money or I'm focused on how it looks to people. I was just like, for God's sake, like Emma, you really need to do some inside work. So I did what I do best, and I literally let go of so much last week. And I can't even begin to tell you how even just setting that intention of letting go of everything which wasn't serving me anymore and everything which had just got too much was just so liberating. And it just gave me a sense of control back and a sense of like, oh my God, I so needed to do this. I needed to raise my standards and say no more bullshit. And I speak about raising your standards so much because it is so important. But once again, there I was not raising my standards. And, you know, it's classic law of attraction. What you resist persists. And I was just resisting facing the truth of so many different factors in my life. And instead of resisting them and instead of like, you know, dancing over them and being like, my life's fine, I was just like, fuck it. Some aspects of my life are not fine right now. And that's absolutely fine because everything is a continuous journey. And I'm continuously learning. And I knew that I had done everything within my power to react the best way I could, deal with the situations with love. And I literally did as much as I could. There was nothing else I could have done to make those situations better or to make those things manifest. I had done everything. And the universe had told me this quite a few times. But, you know, being me, I'm always like, no, there's something else I can do. But really, really, there was nothing I could do in any of these situations. And I think by like letting go of control, I obviously let go of the outcomes as well. And, you know, it's so easy for us to become attached to our manifestations and, you know, become like obsessed with them almost. And I did feel that my ego was piping up and just getting, you know, obsessed and attached to these because I wasn't in a sense of accepting both outcomes and being chilled and relaxed, like, yeah, when it happens, it happens. I was like, I need this to happen by this date. Oh my God, if this doesn't happen by this date, then this isn't gonna happen. And I was like, whoa, what the hell has happened here? Like, why the hell am I so fussed about when all these things happen? Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, and I just found myself living so out of the present and in the future. I was like, God, this is not good. Like, this is really not good. So really this week, while I've been like letting go and really focusing on me and regaining my inner power and my power in situations, I've actually been looking at why I want to be living in the future and not in the present. And, you know, I can't accept how things are now. And I think it's simply because I just wasn't, you know, I wasn't happy with the situations, and because I couldn't control them, I was trying to control the end result and the end sort of future, because that was like the next thing I could do to try and fix things and try and gain control. So in realizing that, it gave me actual power to realize, God, you don't need these things. Like, you really do not even need any of these things. Like, I am a happy person. I am a complete person. I am fulfilled. I literally don't even need these things. And it was actually saying no to people, which really, really helped me, because I'd become such a yes person again, and I have no idea why. Like, all of a sudden I was just saying yes, yes, yes to all these people. And I just thought, no, like, it's actually perfectly okay to say no sometimes. Like, no, I don't want to do this. No, that's not how I feel. And especially like with controlling or manipulative people, like, they always try to make you feel guilty for like wanting to do something selfish, or they make you, or they call you selfish, or it's your ego. And actually, it's none of the above. It's actually really respectful to say no to people and say, no, this is your shit. You need to go deal with this yourself. This is your shit. Don't bring this shit to me. I am my own person. I have tried to help, but sometimes we have to admit that we can't save everybody, and it's their journey. It's not your journey. And I didn't want to bring myself down. I didn't want to bring my energy down anymore. And really, I had to think, actually, I need to heal myself. Like, I need to do this for me now. So saying no is not harsh, mean, rude, or selfish at all. It is literally just a sense of coming to the end of your wits, I guess, and being like, no, this is what I want to do. Fuck, I'm going to do what I want to do. And sometimes we forget, you know, like being spiritual and being giving and being like loving, caring people, that we need to serve ourselves first before anybody else. It's a classic phrase of, you can't love anybody if you can't love yourself. And it's the same with like serving people. Like, you can't help people unless you help yourself. So, you know, I couldn't help anybody in these situations if I wasn't helping myself and being respectful for myself and actually remembering, no, I need to look after myself and my feelings and my emotions here, because I'm the only one looking out for myself here. And I also did a really great video. So I was on YouTube and one of Brad Yates' videos came up, and it was so, so, so relevant. It was not a coincidence at all. The universe obviously wanted me to do this video, and it was all about reclaiming your power. So I did this video and I've done it quite a few times now and it's just so incredible. So if you're going through a similar situation at the moment where you just feel a bit powerless and you're trying to bring back the control into your life, please look this video up on YouTube. It is so, so good. So have a look for Brad Yates. He does EFT, which I'm sure you all know about by now, but if you don't, he is phenomenal. And he's also been on this podcast as well talking about EFT. So after doing Brad's video, it was like a wave of power came over me. And I've really been focusing on my meditation this week as well, and really going within, fixing myself, healing myself, and just doing me, literally doing everything for myself. How I feel, what I want to do, I do. If I don't want to do something, I don't do it. And giving myself that respect has manifested so much amazingness this week. I can't even begin to tell you. So first of all, my lovely friend Selena, she got given a spa package for two people for her birthday. And last week, after letting go, she was like, hey, I've got this spa package. Do you want to come along for the day? So the universe knew that I needed just a pampering session, just to chill, just to have a afternoon with my bestie. And that's just exactly what I needed. And when
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When I went to this place, it was super spiritual, super tranquil, so beautiful. There were white butterflies everywhere, which just showed me that I needed to be there more than anything. And it was just such an incredible afternoon. And then over the weekend, I spent time with my friends, which was like really, really good. And just so energizing, if anything, because I just had such a good time. Like, I was laughing, I was carefree, I was like, here's the freedom, here is literally the freedom, and here's the power of controlling how I want to feel. And in these situations, I could have chosen to feel angry, I could have chosen to feel upset, I could have chosen so many emotions to feel victimized about, but I thought, no, like, I'm the one who chose to tolerate this, so I choose again. And this is all about how to choose your emotions, like choose again. You can choose how you feel in any given moment here on this earth. And emotions and mindsets are all how you control yourself. You choose how you feel. So whenever I feel hurt, upset, disappointed, whatever, I'm just like, I choose again. I choose to feel happy because I have not let myself down. If someone else has let me down, that is their own problem and they have that to deal with. But that has nothing to do with me or how I feel inside. And by forgiving, by letting go and raising your standards is literally such a powerful thing to do, because you're saying to the universe, nope, I'm not tolerating this, no more. And you're also saying, and I respect myself enough to forgive this act, to forgive this and to move on from it. And another amazing thing that happened was, again, over the weekends, like, I did loads of meditation, loads of self-love stuff, loads to just really raise myself and be like, I'm flipping awesome. And on Sunday, I actually woke up to an email saying that my credit file had updated. Now, if you know my history, I got left in £7,000 worth of debt 4 years ago. And because he didn't pay that loan, which was in my name, I got 2 defaults from that, which ended up literally crucifying my credit file. I started on about 400 points, I think. So it's out of 999, and I was on about 400 when I started 2 years ago, which was pretty much, yeah, you're never gonna get any credit, Emma. So I was like, no, this isn't my fault. I'm just gonna fix this. Like, you know, every 6 years your credit file updates anyway, so the defaults will actually be removed in 2 years. So for the last couple of years, I've been really focusing on raising my credit file, clearing my debt, which I did, and just, you know, not accepting that I was going to be having bad credit for something that wasn't even my fault. You know, I paid off the debt as well. So if that wasn't enough, being left with the bad credit file as well was like not ideal. So I actually had a mortgage appointment, what was it, probably like 6-7 months ago, and the mortgage advisor said to me, he said, oh, you've only got 1 default on your file now. So he said, now the other debt's paid off as well. He was like, hopefully it should go by the time you actually come to get a mortgage. So he said, you 100% could get a mortgage, no problems whatsoever. But like, he said, you're gonna have to wait till next year anyway because of your books for your business. Like, you'll be in a stronger position next year and you'll be able to borrow so much more money. So literally 3-4 days ago, I looked at my credit file and I was on, I believe it was like 580. It may have been near enough 600, but it was about 580 points I was on. So it's been a slow process raising it, definitely. And then got my notification Sunday morning that my credit file had updated like it does every month. So I logged in and to my absolute shock, I was on 805 points. And I was like, how is that like raised 300 points? Like, that is insane. Like, near enough 300 points. Like, that is crazy. Like, how has that happened? Like, it's not like I've done loads or like put loads on credit over the last month and paid it off. I was like, this is literally impossible. So in my moment of glory, I was like, see, the universe has my back. Yes, it may have taken 2 years for this to happen, but through hard work, through belief, and through almost like not burying my head in the sand and raising my standards, look what happened. So honestly, this week has been so good for me. It has been such a wake-up call. Even though I thought that I had this nailed and had this down to a T and would be able to recognize when I needed to raise my standards or let go of outcomes or, you know, reclaim my power, this week has been so beneficial for me because it has not only shown me how powerful I am, but how much control I did have and I just couldn't see it. And I really feel that I just feel so empowered right now. I feel so female empowered, and that really we all should be just like singing one another's praises, really empowering one another, and just remembering like we are freaking awesome beings. Like, we have an incredible ability to manifest and have anything we want in this life. And, you know, a lot of this world will never wake up to that and never be able to share these experiences and have all these amazing things like we experience. And that is something in itself to be proud of, and it's perfectly all right to not be okay sometimes. And I know that's like a cliche phrase, but it's actually freaking okay, because not being okay, you already know the problem, you can work on it, you can raise your standards, and you can manifest so much greatness from that. And I always say, like, get excited when things go wrong, because when things go wrong, that means old energy is clearing out and new energy is coming into your life. So a really good example of this was actually when I split up with my ex a few years ago, and it was really odd. I had this such vivid dream, and it was horrific. It literally like made me nearly cry. Of his friend stood in a field and he was surrounded by crows, and he gave me a birthday card, and this birthday card was signed by my ex and his new lover. And I was like, what? Like, why would they send this to me? And he's like, it's time you knew the truth. And I was like, no, like, not accepting it. And I woke up and it was like really traumatic. And this was in the April. Then in the August, literally a week before my birthday, all these crows started appearing on the roof opposite my flat. Now, I did speak about this story in my last podcast about psychic abilities, but it's the crows which are the key here. So these crows were sat, like, literally I'm talking 30 to 40 crows plus on this roof opposite my top floor flat, just staring into my flat every single day for a whole week, every single day. And I remember, like, putting it on Instagram stories and being like, this is weird. And I honestly thought it was an omen for death. I was quite worried that someone in my life was going to die. So I actually looked it up, and a lot of you guys said to me, no, it's a really positive omen for change. And that week I found out that he was with this new woman, and it was the most positive change of my life. Now this week, those crows have appeared at my new house. They've been sat on my garage roof. So I keep hearing them, and although I don't always see them, I can, like, hear them squawking, and that, like, triggers me to remember change is coming. So I'm really excited about it. Like, although it's scary because obviously last time they were here, it was obviously probably quite negative. I'm really excited now for what these crows mean, because they're positive. They're here to say, like, a positive change is coming. And I've consulted my angel cards. I've consulted my spirit guides, angels, the universe, a lot. And everything is so, so positive. So I cannot wait to tell you when these manifestations actually come through in the right time for the right reasons. And I know that everything is working to how it should be right now. So letting go can be the best thing that happens to you. But when you feel powerless, and when you feel like you have no control over things, and you're just like, what the hell is happening? Like, that is your sign to take back control. Like, we do control our futures. We control how we feel. We control a lot of things. And I know, like, that's quite contradicting, because in the law of attraction, you shouldn't control things and you should let the universe play it out how it's meant to be. Yes, you definitely should do that. But you have control over how people treat you, and whether you accept that and whether you tolerate that. And actually, another really good thing I did before I forget was, during this time, I decided to write a whole list of everything I was really grateful for myself about. And I put, like, how I was grateful for acknowledging that I needed to take back control, how I was grateful for my strength, for, you know, my power, for everything. And I can't even tell you how much fantastic work that has done for my self-love, for really, really helping me, and to just keep me positive on this path. So I hope this podcast has helped a lot of you, because when I mentioned I was recording this, a lot of you said it was very topical to what's happening in your life at the moment. So maybe it's just a cosmic ordering of things, of we all need to take back control and say no more often, and say yes to ourselves, because at the end of the day, we are what's most important, and we can't help anybody unless we help ourselves. So you need to start being a little bit more selfish and just really give yourself that time and love you need, and respect your boundaries, respect your morals, and let everybody else respect them. And if they're not respecting them, then take back control. So I hope you have enjoyed listening to this podcast as much as I have enjoyed recording it for you. As always, you can find more about myself and my work and my Law of Attraction merchandise range at my website, emmamumford.co.uk. So I hope you all have a fabulous week. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, and share this podcast if you think it could help someone else. And don't forget to leave me a comment, because I reply to them all. And as always, make sure to join in on the conversation on my Law of Attraction support group on Facebook, because we always discuss the podcast and it's a fantastic group to be a part of. Have a fantastic week, and I will join you next week for my next podcast. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.